When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, goal getters, and welcome to The Daily Distance, a new daily series from the creators of We Got Goals. I'm Kristen Guile, editor-in-chief of asweatlife.com. In these short episodes, we're bringing you one daily goal you can set for yourself during this chaotic time, one actionable thing you can do to move your body, connect with a friend, prioritize your mental health, get some work done, and practice a little bit of self-care. This week's digital content is sponsored by our friends at Lifeway Foods, the leading U.S. supplier of kefir. Kefir is a cultured dairy drink with protein, vitamin D, and 12 live and active probiotics, which may support a healthy digestive and immune system. Show your gut some love with Lifeway Kefir. And now, on to today's interview. Girl, I said I'll be on the road, I'll be back, I'm just reaching for a goal, so don't be upset when I'm not. And with me today is Hannah Corbin. She is a founding Peloton instructor and a performer in New York. Hannah, how are you?
Great. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you for being on and for sharing your actionable tip with our listeners. So let's dive right in. What are you recommending that our listeners try today to help improve their health or their mental health right now?
Both on and off of the bike, I always try and remind myself and everyone who works out with me to treat your body like it belongs to someone you love.
And what does that mean exactly for you?
It is across the board. It goes across the board, but I mean, it starts with eating the way you want to feel. If you treat your stomach like a trash can, obviously you're going to feel like garbage. It encompasses hydrating like you mean it. It includes celebrating yourself in sweat and also measuring your success by how much fun you're having.
Oh, I like that metric of success, how much fun you're having, because right now I'm hearing a lot from our listeners that, you know, they can't quite replicate the intensity of the workouts that they're used to, or, you know, maybe they can't have access to a treadmill or a bike. So their workouts have changed and might not be quite as intense as usual. But you're saying that doesn't necessarily have to be how you judge your success. It could just be if you had fun, if you got a sweat on, and if you got a smile on your face at the end of it.
Exactly. I mean, some days lifting up a weight and putting it back down again is just not as fun as you thought. So you kind of have to shift your focus. Even recently at Peloton, we released dance cardio as a way to branch out and explore some other ways of sweat that will put a smile on your face.
And you were teaching a few of those, right?
Oh, definitely.
How does that make you feel when you're able to sort of dance and, you know, share that expression with your Peloton family?
It was such a treat, not only to develop those, but also to watch people tag afterwards. We always hope that people would have fun with it, and watching not only, you know, one person in the household, but maybe whoever else was around in the household dancing together in their own, you know, house party was quite thrilling.
Yeah, that's so fun. It's just also a good way to kind of loosen up and like get out of your brain for a little bit. And I can look forward to trying some of those from the privacy of my own home, because no one needs to see me dance in public, but I want the stress relief that comes from it.
Right. Well, and that's the celebrate yourself in sweat component, is some days all we can control is whether or not we stop. And we're so wrapped up in how epic the workout should be, when really, you know, if anyone who works out with me, I would rather have them do less more often. So it's one of those start small and repeat often type of mantras, because even though the workouts aren't quite as intense, we now have the time to do them whenever we want. We don't really have anything else standing in our way. So,
and with that start small and repeat often, I feel like now is also an opportunity for people to start a new habit because we're in this new normal and we're a few weeks in, so we're starting to get into a new routine. Do you have any tips for people who might be, maybe they took that first week of shelter in place off from working out and now they're looking to kind of change up what they're doing so it's more manageable in what their new day-to-day looks like?
Yeah, it's interesting because some days it maybe isn't a workout. Some days it's a nap and a stretch.
Yes.
And removing some of the expectation and making a little room to surprise ourselves is always a great place to start. Because some days, you know, if we did go hard, those tired, hardworking muscles might need a little love on the flip side. So maybe then it's a grab the foam roller, stretch while you watch your favorite show, and then, you know, indulge in some delicious dinner.
It's like you saw my weekend, Hannah. It's like you were spying on me.
Well, when we tune in and listen to our bodies, it's a whole nother world. You know, we used to know how to breathe deeply and eat only when hungry, how to stop when full. And somewhere along the lines, we sometimes lose touch with those things, but we can always gain it again.
And going back to what you said right at the beginning about treating your body like the body of someone you love, does that also apply to how we talk to ourselves, like our inner monologues and what we're saying in our heads during this really tricky time?
Always. It's funny, we spend more time with our voice in between our own two ears than we do with anyone else. And sometimes that place can not be the most positive of locations, which, that being said, it doesn't always have to be positive. We're allowed to have those bad days. But I think it's being compassionate and patient with ourselves during those bad days that makes the good ones come back a little faster.
All right. So Hannah is recommending treating your body like it is the body of someone you love, whether that's in how you're eating, hydrating, sweating, and even talking to yourself. Hannah, thank you so much for being on the podcast today. And where can we find you on the internet and where can we work out with you?
On Instagram, it's my full name, Hannah Marie Corbin. And of course, you can find me at Peloton, whether it's via the bike or via Peloton Digital via the app. I am not only known for biking, but I am also the queen of stretching and foam rolling. So I hope you can join me in all three.
Awesome. Dan, I'm going to ask one more question. Are there any specific workouts that you have that might feel good for us in terms of the stretching when we're sitting a little bit more and working from home a lot? Anything that would feel nice after I've been in my desk chair for 6 hours?
Definitely. I have some hip stretches and also some chest and back stretches that are really nice when you don't even realize you've been in a forward folded position, just to open up everything again. And they come in 5, 10, and 15 minutes.
Oh, that sounds so nice. I don't know about you, but my home is just not really set up to be an office. So it's like, okay, I'm going to work on the couch for a little bit and then I'm going to work on a bar stool, and like nothing is really set up optimally. So I'm definitely going to add a couple of those stretches to my routine. Hannah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And for all of our listeners, we will see you guys on the internet tomorrow for more tips from our community. And until then, stay safe, stay well, and cheers to going the distance together.